This is the ShowbizRadio.net podcast for November 29th, 2007. This is Laura.
And this is Mike. And we just want to briefly thank people that came out to see us in Captain John Smith, The History of Great Falls and McLean.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. It was a good experience. A little bit of a stressful October, but we had a good time and made some new friends, and hopefully we'll see them out there in the theater world soon.
Yeah, we got to work with some actors that we have reviewed in the past and other people we've worked with backstage and met a lot of other people that we haven't seen before but have been active in the area. And I'd simply like to encourage you, go ahead and audition for a show. There were several people in John Smith that had never done acting before. This was their first time, and they did a fine job. They learned a lot. I mean, some of the things were kind of simplistic, like upstage, downstage. But other things were, okay, so how do I do my voice differently? How do I talk like I'm from Vermont? You know, things like I wouldn't know how to do. And some of the newcomers did a really good job.
And this weekend, we're jumping right back into the review scene. This evening, we are seeing the British Players and their production of Snow White out in Kensington, Maryland. Then Friday evening is A Christmas Story in Fauquier. Saturday is Little Women at Laurel Mill Playhouse in Laurel, Maryland. And then Sunday is the best Christmas pageant ever by the Sterling Playmakers in Sterling, Virginia.
We also have a long list of things we're going to work on in December to maintain the website, since we don't have as many reviews to work on this month, which is fine. We do need a small break from running around town. If there's anything you'd like to tell us about the site, feel free to do that. You can just email us, contact@showbizradio.net. We won't take any of your comments personally. We are always open for suggestions and for other people to do reviews. And we're always willing to do whatever it takes to encourage local live theater.
And now, on with the show.